MSO New Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Same with you, Bill. Another week goes by in Red Sox Nation, and we're limping toward the end, but actually not finishing on a bad note at the moment. So maybe a little optimism for some Red Sox fans out there.
Yes, yes, yes. Three straight wins for the Red Sox. Well, what happened last night, Andy?
Well, at Fenway, the Red Sox beat the Orioles 9-1. Rafael Devers, the big hit, a bases-loaded double, driving in three runs in a six-run third inning. Nathan Eovaldi got the start, his final appearance of the season. He went six scoreless, striking out eight. He also threw five pitches of at least 100 miles per hour.
I like the sound of that. Okay, so, however, the Red Sox are still trailing in that AL East by a significant amount.
Oh, they certainly are. With the win last night, their record improves to 22-34. That's still good for last place, 14.5 games behind the first-place Rays. But the Red Sox now just one game behind the Orioles to climb out of last place. So as the home season wraps up tonight at Fenway, it's a big game. Can the Red Sox get out of last place? We'll have to wait and see. After the game tonight at Fenway, the Sox head down to Atlanta for a three-game series to wrap up the season against the Braves.
Well, with that preview, every TV and radio will be tuned to that ball game tonight for sure.
No doubt. I'll be there.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah, sorry, you'll be there. All right. Well, what do we got for what other Red Sox notes do we have, Andy?
Well, something to look forward to for the 2021 season. The Red Sox have brought up some new people to keep an eye out for that could bring some excitement going forward. We'll have to see. But on Tuesday night, in his Red Sox debut, pitcher Nick Pivetta, who came from the Sox from the Phillies in the Brandon Workman Heath Hembree trade, he picked up the win, allowing one run in five innings while striking out eight. Then on Sunday, the Sox snapped a 12-game losing streak to the Yankees as pitcher Tanner Houck became the first pitcher in Sox history to go at least five innings and allow two or fewer hits in his first two career starts. Houck now has two wins in his first two outings. He'll have one more start against the Braves over the weekend. So two potential pitchers to look forward to in the 2021 season.
Andy, let me follow up on those two names, Pivetta and Houck. Do they have a lot of potential?
Well, obviously, I think Houck is the younger of the two. He has more potential. He was a high draft pick, and you know, there's more upside to him. Pivetta has been in the majors for a little while. He pitched for the Phillies for a few years. He's never really lived up to his high draft pick potential, but there's still talent in there. I mean, he's not going to be a top-of-the-rotation guy, but he could potentially be a solid number four, potentially a number five starter. And Tanner Houck kind of fits the mold of maybe being a number three starter down the road, but still comparing to what the Red Sox have thrown out there for their starting five this year, you know, could give you a little bit of a bright spot going forward.
No, no doubt. Absolutely. No, I get it. Okay, great description of what their roles could possibly be. All right, as far as the economics of 2020, the Red Sox made some news this week.
Yes, they did. They announced some more layoffs affecting about 10% of their full-time staff. That will be about 40 employees, unfortunately, have been laid off by the Red Sox. Like you said, that's, you know, the cause of the situation going on. No revenue coming in, and the Red Sox have to make some hard decisions.
Now, did I hear that you actually got to Fenway Park this year?
I kept my streak alive, Bill, my 42-year streak. First year I went to Fenway was back in 1978. We all know what happened that year, so you can understand why I'm a bitter Red Sox fan, even with all the world championships. I was scarred very early as a seven-year-old. But this past Sunday, I woke up, and it was a nice day, and I said to myself, wait a minute, this is the last home game of the year in the afternoon. I don't know if I'll get there during the week. I have to get to Fenway before the season ends. I have to make an appearance there. So talked to my wife, and we took the ride in. We didn't have much going on Sunday.
Whoa, 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 wait a minute. Are you the guy that climbed up on the left field wall?
Well, I saw that guy, and I did get plenty of text messages wondering if I was that person when I told people I was heading into Fenway, so they assumed it was me. But we decided we were going to go in, have lunch down on Lansdowne Street, and which we did, sat outside. You could hear the fake crowd noise. You could hear the batters being announced. And the restaurant had a TV outside, so you could watch the game. And, you know, as we were paying the bill in the eighth inning, all of a sudden on the TV, we see this guy in center field up by the camera well. I'm like, what's going on here? So that was some excitement. And then within minutes, the Boston Police, Fire Department, ambulances were flying down Lansdowne Street. Channel 10 was there in no time at all. So we paid the bill, and I said, well, let's go hang out over here and see this guy come out. And, you know, after about 10 or 15 minutes or so, sure enough, out comes the guy that snuck in, and they promptly put him into the ambulance and took him away. So that was interesting. But the way I technically made it into Fenway, other than just being outside on Lansdowne Street, there's the bleacher bar, which is under the center field bleachers at Fenway. And if you go inside there to eat, the garage door in center field, it's actually a window inside the restaurant, so you can see out onto the field. So I thought about eating there, but there was a two-hour wait. They only have 5 tables available in the restaurant because of social distancing. So there was a long wait. So I said, well, we're not obviously going to wait 2 hours. So after the perpetrator got taken away in the ambulance, I went over to the bleacher bar entrance, and the hostess was outside on the sidewalk, and the line obviously wasn't as big at that point as it was when we first got there. And I just said, you know, can I come in and just take a peek out the garage door? And the woman said, sure. So I just hopped in there real quick and took a look out, and I got to see players on the field and pitchers warming up in the bullpen, and technically I'm underneath the bleachers. I was in the park. So my streak continues.
Oh, man. Well, that's great news. So you're our first Red Sox street reporter, so to speak. Man, on the street, covering the team.
We should have done a live report on that one, but that was a fun way to kill a few hours on Sunday afternoon.
But I'll tell you what, I would have let you keep your streak alive because we could put an asterisk next to 2020 as we have for so many other things. Hey,
that's true.
I don't want to hold you up too long, but roll through some of the Major League Baseball news from this past week, if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll start things off back last Thursday when the Yankees set a franchise record by hitting 5 home runs in 1 inning. They also set a major league record by hitting 6 or more home runs in 3 straight games. In the series last week, they hit 19 home runs in 3 games against the Blue Jays. On Friday, Angels designated hitter Albert Pujols hit career home run number 661, passing Willie Mays to move into 5th place on the all-time home run list. Astros pitcher Justin Verlander, Cy Young Award winner, he has to have Tommy John surgery. Tigers manager Ron Gardenhire announced his retirement on Saturday for health reasons after 3 years with the team. Gardenhire also managed the Twins for 13 years. As we get to the end of the season, Bill, we have to mention what's happening in the playoff situation. As of right now, the A's, Braves, Cubs, Dodgers, Indians, Padres, Rays, Twins, White Sox, and Yankees have all clinched a playoff spot. The Dodgers have now won the NL West title for 8 straight years, while last night the Rays clinched the AL East title for the first time since 2010. And there's still some playoff spots available out there. In terms of the wild card, in the American League, Mariners and Angels still alive for the final wild card spot, currently held by the Blue Jays. It's a little more wild in the National League for that final wild card spot, as the Phillies, Brewers, Mets, Rockies, and Nationals are still alive for the final wild card spots, currently being held by the Giants and Reds. So obviously there are a lot of games coming up tonight and then over the weekend that will mean a lot when it comes to that final playoff spot. Then the playoffs themselves begin on Tuesday with the AL Wild Card Series. National League Wild Card Series will start next Wednesday.
Well, it looks like the Yankees have returned to being the Bronx Bombers once again. I think the Red Sox will need more than a 3 or 4 starter to their rotation to compete in 2021.
Oh, absolutely, and they're going to need a little oomph in the lineup as well. So, you know, I don't think it's as dire as everyone thinks about the Red Sox this year. I mean, obviously they do have some talent in the lineup.
Whoa. What are you on, Andy? What are you
doing? Well, I think I'm on that high from actually getting to Fenway on Sunday, so I'm feeling pretty good right now. But, you know, talk to me in another few days, and I'm sure I'll change my tune pretty quickly. But, you know, I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs, but I'm just not saying they're going to be a last-place team playing as poorly as they did in this abbreviated season.
Well, you never cease to amaze me. The glass is half full, Andy Carboni. Thank you. That's great.
Rare occasion.
Yeah, it is.
Mark it down.
Exactly. There he is, MSO New Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell, and this is the MSO New Sports Baseball Insider.